Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go, girls. Around the world.
Go ahead, tell me I'm ugly. You've been talking about it for the last 2 weeks. You cut your hair, you're going to be so ugly.
I never said the word ugly.
I never said the word ugly.
I do not think you're ugly. You are the furthest thing from ugly. Now you're fishing for compliments. That's what you're doing. You're turning it around.
In case you've missed the whole hair fiasco that we've had going on over the last 2 weeks, I said I would think I was having a midlife crisis. I wanted to cut my hair. Some people suggested maybe you dye it instead. Yesterday was my hair appointment, and I cut it. I didn't do anything crazy, and I told you I wasn't going to, like, get a pixie cut or shave my head. I just cut it above my shoulders.
It's definitely, definitely shorter. You chopped it off. You didn't listen to anyone's advice.
Not at all.
But it actually looks good.
Well, thank you.
I'll admit when I'm wrong. I can admit when I'm wrong. It looks good. I'm not saying it looks better than it was when it was long, but it looks good.
Okay, just don't call me ugly. I'll cry.
I've never called you ugly.
I know. I'm saying don't call me ugly. I'll cry. So for Woman Wednesday, and I know this is a little later than we normally do it, but for Woman Wednesday, I want to know, when was the last time you did not take somebody's advice? Because I can tell you, since we started talking about cutting my hair, the people who have come out of the woodwork to tell me, do not cut your hair, don't do it, instead, get extensions, do this, do that. I mean, our sales manager brought it up in a meeting and was like, I really don't think you should cut your hair.
I'm pretty sure I started all this.
Oh, 100% you did. And I am the type of person, you tell me not to do something, I want to do it.
We noticed
that. So I was like, all right, we called my husband. And he was like, I do like you with longer hair. Well, guess what? Everybody keeps telling me not to do it. I did it.
I'm notorious for this. I don't take people's advice ever. Sometimes it works out good for me. Sometimes it works out badly for me. The last time it worked out very badly, which I'll tell you in 6 minutes about.
Okay, so for Woman Wednesday, when was the last time you did not take somebody's advice? How did it work out for you? You can call or text us. 888-431-3764.
Kelly wanted to chop off her hair. I said don't do it. Her husband said don't do it. So many people around the IE said don't do it, Kelly. And
so
what
did she do?
She went and chopped her hair off last night.
Hand me the scissors.
So we're talking about for Women's Wednesday. When did you not take advice from anyone? The 626 here says, good morning. Last time I didn't take advice was when me and my boyfriend went to the beach and he kept telling me that I was getting red. And I told him I was fine. I was putting on sunscreen. Ended up with the worst burn I've ever had in my life that required me seeing a doctor. I'm never going to live that down.
Oh, yeah, that's serious. 909 says, everybody told me not to go out with my boyfriend. Here we are, still together 8 years later. Best choice I ever made. Way to go, Cassidy.
Good for you guys. I went to the mechanic the other day, and I know nothing about cars, and they had to do a bunch of things to my cars, and it ended up adding up. The bill was getting up there.
Right.
So when they told me I needed new tires after I'd already paid a certain amount of money, I'm like, these guys just know I don't know about cars, and they're trying to gouge me. I said, no, I'll wait on it. 2 days later, my tire blew up on the street. Great. Phenomenal.
You and cars are not very lucky, guys.
The worst.
Tanya and Sanya Senna, when was the last time you did not take somebody's advice?
My husband recently told me not to cut my hair. I love you with long hair, blah, blah, blah. Well, it was bleached. And it was dead, and I cut it, and I posted a TikTok instead of telling him. And he was like, well, maybe you should tell me first. But I like it. I was like, well, I wasn't wanting your opinion. It's my hair.
Right, and it's hair. It's going to grow back. And a lot of times you have to have a good cut to get it healthy again.
Yes.
It doesn't look as good. You guys are very attractive to
you.
People. But it just doesn't look as good. Even though Kelly's does look better than I thought it would look.
I don't care what other. It's my hair. Is it growing on your head?
Exactly.
No.
Thank you. Say it louder for the people in the back.
It's not their hair.
Danielle and Temecula, when was the last time you did not take somebody's advice?
So everyone told me, don't get an electric car. And I was commuting 3 hours city to Irvine, and I thought, you know what? Electric car, great idea. I'm not commuting anymore. I have a super high car payment, and the car does not keep charge like it should. Oh. And it was a huge mistake, and everyone was right.
At least you can admit when other people are right. That takes a strong person.
Yeah, well, I'm stuck with that payment, but it is what it is. I learned the hard way. That's just the way I do it.
Well, if you need a great deal, check out Ontario Volkswagen.
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you. I was a cold bear.